Today's daf is Beya Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah at the very top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Yaakov Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, and Etta Malka bas Miriam. So we're continuing to discuss halacha is related to Yontif. Today's daf is going to talk about laws of muktzah and different things that Chazal said one is not allowed to do on Yontif, not necessarily because they involve a malacha per se, but more because they look like one is doing a malacha. Zok de Mishnah, Mevi'in Eitzim Min Hasada. A person is allowed to take wood on Yontif from the field. Here's the chiddush. Even if he didn't prepare it before Yontif, but only min ha-mechunas. Only if the wood, at the very least, before Yontif was gathered together. So you have a gathering of wood. You yourself was the one who gathered it before Yontif. The halacha is that even though you didn't say, hineni muchanam zuman, I'm going to use this wood on Yontif, you're allowed to take that wood from the field. Umin ha-karfif. If, however, the wood is in a karfif, afilum and amafuzer, then you'd be allowed to take the wood, even if it's not mechunas, it's not gathered together, but even if it's scattered. So when you see the word karfif, if you've ever learned Masechtas Eruvin, you get a little intimidated. But the truth is, the word karfif an arasugya just means it's an enclosed area. So in contrast to a field, which is an open area, it's the Wild West, a karfif is an area that's a little bit more controlled. And really what the Mishnah is saying is that if you have wood in a sada, unless it's mechunas, unless it's gathered, it's not considered prepared. If, however, you have it in an enclosed area, then even if it's mefuzer or mefired, even if it's all spread out, still it would be considered prepared. Says the Mishnah, Ezeu karfif. What's an example of a karfif where this halacha would apply? Afilu mina mefuzer. And again, when you're learning Erevin, the answer to Ezeu karfif is very different than what the Mishnah is about to say. But for our purposes, what's the definition of karfif when we say, oh, if the wood is in a karfif, even if it's simply mefuzer, or it's not gathered, the halacha is still considered prepared. Says the Mishnah was a machlokes. Kol shesamach le'ir divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said as long as the karfif is close to the city, the karfif was usually outside of the city, but as long as it's close to the city, that would be okay. Rabbi Yossi said two things. Number one, kol shenichnasin loy b'paisachas, a place where people enter with a key, meaning the karfif has to be locked. If it's a karfif that you can easily get in and out of, it wouldn't count as a karfif as it relates to our halacha. And then Rabbi Yossi added, v'afilu b'toich tchum Shabbos, this halacha would be true, even if the karfif was not close to the city, as long as it's within the tchum Shabbos. Another Erevin reference. As long as it's within 2,000 amas from the outskirts of the city, that in and of itself would be enough. The Gemara is going to go into an explanation of what exactly Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are saying and what exactly the Machlokes is. So again, the ratio of the Mishnah was Mevi'in Eitzim min Hasada min HaMechunas u'min HaKarfif afilu min HaMefuzer. If you have wood in a field, you didn't prepare it before Yontif, however, it was Mechunas, it was gathered together, it's in one general area, then the halacha is you're allowed to take the wood, it's assumed that it's Mukhan for Yontif, there's not going to be a Muktzah problem. If it's in a karfif, if it's in an enclosed, controlled, contained environment, then even if it's mefuzer, it's going to be okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara begins with a statement that Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rebbe Shmuel. Shmuel said, quote, Ein mevi'in eitzim, elam en ha-mechunasim shebekarfif. If you want to take wood on Yontif, you could take wood. However, number one, it has to be in a karfif. And number two, it has to be mechunas. So it would have to be gathered in a karfif. And how could Shmuel say that? Shmuel's going to connect the Mishnah. The Mishnah was very clear that if you want to take from a sada, you can take only if it's mechunas. But from a karfif, it can be a filum and a mefuzer. And Shmuel paskined not like a Mishnah. Shmuel was from the great Amiran, but at the same time, he didn't have the credentials to go connect to Mishnah. So how could Shmuel say, Ei mevi'in eitzim, ela min ha-mechunasim shebekarfev, when the Mishnah said clearly, umin afkarfev, afilu min ha-mefuzer. So the Gemara says, Shmuel held, masnisen yechidahi, that the Mishnah was stated according to a Yachid, meaning it's a Das Yachid, but really the Rabbim, the majority of the Chachamim, disagreed with the halach of our Mishnah. What's the basis to say that the halach of our Mishnah is a Das Yachid? It's a Stam Mishnah. It doesn't look like it's a Das Yachid. So the Gemara says it's true. In our Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, but there's a Braisa that gives us a little bit more information, like it always does. And in the Braisa, it's clear that really the halach of the Mishnah was a Das Yachid. Who is this Yachid? The Tanya. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, apparently Bishamay and Bishillel had argued about this general topic. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar was commenting on this machloikis Bisham Bisol that we don't really know about. Bisham Bisol never argued about wood that's scattered in a field that you're not allowed to bring it in anyant if it wasn't prepared. They never argued about a karfif where the wood is gathered. That of course you're allowed to bring it. What was the machloikis ala mefuzar and shabakarfif? If it's in a karfif but it's mefuzar, or v'ala mechunas and shabasadlis, it's in a field, but it's mechunas. Bishamay was machmer, like they almost always are, and they said you can't bring it. And they still said you're allowed to bring it. Meaning, according to this braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is saying that the halachas of our Mishnah are shitas Beis Hillel. But here's the point: it's only Reb Shimon ben Elazar, said Shmuel, that holds that according to Beis Hillel, the halacha of our Mishnah is going to be true. It's only according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar that Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to bring wood min asada min amechunas, and you're allowed to bring wood min akarfef afilu min amefuzer. But Shmuel held that the Chachamim argue with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and the Chachamim held that it's not true. They held that the only time you're allowed to bring wood is if it's in a karfef, and even then it has to be mechunas, and that's why Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Eimavian. What was the kashya? It's fakert from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can bring min asad min hamichunas and min akarfif afilu min hamefuze. The Teretz says it's true. The Mishnah says it, but even though the Mishnah was written like a Stam Mishnah, it's not a Stam Mishnah. Really, it's Reb Shitas Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It was his understanding of Shitas Beis Hillel. But Shmuel held, you know, paskin like the Yochid Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We paskin the only time you can bring it is if it's mechunas. And mechunas shebekarfif. Zok the Gemara. More on this note. Amar Rava. Rava said ali kind of ali gefana. Somebody has leaves of reeds or leaves of a gefen of a vine. Afal gafta mechanfilu. There the halach is that even if it's gathered together umoisvi and it's lying on the ground, the halach is it's not considered prepared. The reason is because kimadi madli zikam abdul. Because if a wind would come, it would very easily blow it away. Kimefuzar and damu. It's as if it's mefuzar, and as a result, it's not considered mechunas. Meaning, if something is so flimsy that a ruch mitzuya comes and it blows it away, so even if technically, if you look at it, it looks like it's mechunas, but really it would have a dinam. If, however, you put a keli on top of it before yantiv, me'esmo from yesterday, alayu on it, shafridami, then it would be okay, then it would be considered mechunas. So if you have something that can very easily blow away with the wind, even if it's technically mechunas, halachically we look at it as if it's mefuzer. If, however, you put something on to nail it down, then it would be considered mechunas. The safe of the Mishnah discussed what exactly a karfif is as it relates to this halacha. So we have a halacha in the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring Eitzim on Yontif even if you didn't prepare it. However, it depends on whether you're bringing it from a Sada or you're bringing it from a Karfif. If you're bringing it from a Sada, it has to be Mechunas. If you're bringing it from a Karfif, it can be Afilu Menam Mefuzah. So the question is, what's a Karfif? High level, a Karfif is an enclosed area. But more specifically, what's the halachic definition of a Karfif? And the Mishnah was a little bit vague. The Mishnah said it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, but the two opinions are not clear, and what they're arguing about is also not clear. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol Shesamachleir. It could be outside of the city, but it has to be close to the city. Close to the city, that's what it needs to be. Rabbi Yossi said two things. Kol Shenechnasim Loi B'Paisach. It has to be locked. And then he added, Vafilu B'Toich Tchom Shabbos, even if it's within the Tchom Shabbos, meaning it's far from the city, but it's at the very least within Alpayim Amr from the city, that would be okay as well. Zok Tigmar, Ibayilu. The Chachamim weren't sure what exactly Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is. And by extension, they weren't really sure what Shitas Rabbi Yossi is. And by extension, Chama weren't really sure what the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is. So the Gemara is going to present two tzadim. Then the Gemara is going to be poshet, ironically, a third side. So zok the Gemara. What exactly is the sheet of the Chacham? Meaning the Chacham never said whether the karfif needs to be locked. It requires a paisachas, it requires a key to be able to get in, or it doesn't have to be locked. All they said was kol shesamachleir. Rabbi Yossi got involved. It's locked, it's not locked. But the Chacham never said anything. So says the Gemara, first thing we need to understand, what was the Chachamim Shita as it relates to does it need to be locked or does it not need to be locked? Did the Chachamim say that of course it has to be locked? They were just adding that in addition to that, it has to be samachleir. as if to say you need to check off two boxes in order for something to be considered a karfif. Number one, kosher samachlir, it has to be close to the city. Number two, v'hude islay poisachas, it has to be locked. If it's locked, so it's controlled, and it's close to the city, that's when you have this halacha. And if that's the shita of the chachamim, what's Rabbi Yossi l'meimus? What's Rabbi Yossi arguing? Rabbi Yossi must be coming to say that kiven the islay pesachas, that if it's locked, afilu b'toyitchum shabbos nami, then it wouldn't have to be samachlir. Then it would be able to be far away as well. And the way Rashi explains the tzad of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi would also be saying that if it's close, it would be fine, even if it's not locked. So that the Chachamim hold two criteria. It needs to be number one, samach l'ir, number two, it has to be locked. Rabbi Yossi's arguing, Rabbi Yossi's saying, you don't need two, one is enough. Either it's close to the city, in which case it doesn't have to be locked, or it can be far away, in which case Enochanami would have to be locked. Which would mean that Rabbi Yossi is being mekel betarte. He's saying, number one, if it's samach, doesn't have to be locked. If it's far, it could be okay, as long as it is locked. Chachamim are saying, no, I need both. Rabbi Yossi is saying, one or the other is going to be fine. That's the first side. Or perhaps Hachikam. Maybe this is what the Chachamim was saying. Kol shel samach l'ir, bein de'islei pesachas, bein de'lesley pesachas. The Rabbanan never mentioned anything about being locked, because Rabbanan hold that it doesn't matter if it's locked or unlocked. The Chachamim hold there's one thing that matters. The only thing that matters is it has to be samach l'ir. It has to be close to the city. They don't care if it's locked, if it's not locked. So it has to be samach l'ir. That they're machmer, but in terms of locked or unlocked, that they don't care about. That's Rabbi Yossi l'meimer, and that Rabbi Yossi came and he argued, and he said, that it doesn't have to be samach l'ir. It could be even within the Tchum Shabbos is fine, but it has to be locked. But if it's not locked, if it doesn't require a key to get in, then Samach L'ir won't be okay. In other words, in the second side of the Gemara is suggesting that it could be both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda each had one requirement. Rabbi Yehuda's requirement was, that's the only thing that matters. Locked, not locked. He doesn't care. Only thing that matters is samach l'ir. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Kol Shanechnasim Leibesay Sachas. His requirement is it has to be a place that you enter with a key. And as long as it's locked, afilu b'taychum Shabbos. Even if it's far away, it's also going to be okay. So who's the Mekel and who's the Machmer as it relates to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? They're both Mekel, they're both Machmer. They each have one criteria, and they don't care about the other one's criteria. Rabbi Yehuda says, what I care about is Samach L'ir. So he's Machmer, it has to be Samach L'ir, but he's Mekel. He doesn't care if it's unlocked. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I'm Machmer, it has to be locked, but it doesn't have to be Samach L'ir. As long as it's within the Tchum, you can get there. That in and of itself would be enough as well. So that's the Ibaya. So according to the first Tzad in the Ibaya, the Chachamim hold you need two criteria. You have to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be samach l'ir. Number two, it has to be locked. Rabbi Yossi is coming to be mekel. He's saying other, either locked or samach l'ir. If it's locked, it could even be betoich tchum Shabbos. If it's unlocked, then it has to be samach. According to the second side in the Yibaya, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have one requirement, and there's really no machmer, no mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's all about samach l'ir. He doesn't care if it's locked. So he's machmer and he's mekel. Rabbi Yossi says all that matters is if it's locked. He doesn't care if it's samach. So again, he's being machmer, he's mekel. So what's the bottom line? Zok Gemara Tashma. Midik Tani Rabbi Yossi Yomer Kol Shenichnasim Loi B'Poisachas V'Afilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said, quote, Kol Shenichnasim Loi B'Poisachas. If it's an area that you can enter with a key, V'Afilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos, then it's going to be okay. Shema Mino. You know what you see from here? Rabbi Yossi Tarti L'Kulo Kamar. You see that Rabbi Yossi held that either one is fine. Either it's samach l'ir, or it's locked. Shema mina, that's a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds, what we thought Rabbi Yossi held in the first side in the Ibaya. So it's not clear from the Gemara what exactly the raya is. All the Gemara did was quote Shitas Rabbi Yossi. We just read the Mishnah. We knew the Mishnah, and we had to tell them what the Mishnah means. So all the Gemara said was, oh, you see, Rabbi Yossi said what he said in the Mishnah. Shema mina must be like the first side in the Ibaya. So what do you see? So there's some long Rashis over here that help us out. But basically what Rashi says is that if Rabbi Yossi held that the only thing that matters is Pesachas, locked, it always has to be locked, whether it's samach or not samach, and that's the only thing that matters, that what Rabbi Yossi should have said was, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Kol Shenichnasin Loi B'Poisachas. That's what he should have said. Kol Shenichnasin Loi B'Poisachas. And from the words, Kol Shenichnasin Loi B'Poisachas, you would know the only thing that matters is a Poisachas, right? Think about it. Kol Shenichnasin Loi B'Poisachas. Why do you have to add the words, V'Afilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos? So, Pashin, why do you add the words for V'Afilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos? For dramatic effect. He's trying to say that the only thing that matters is Pesachas. And as long as there's a Pesachas, I feel the B'toich Tchum Shabbos. Abba Zok Rashi,
what the Gemara is saying is, I would have known Vafilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos. Because if he says, Kol Shenichnas Alei B'Poisachas, so what he's telling you is, it doesn't have to be Samuch Le'ir, it just has to be Kol Shenichnas Alei B'Poisachas. So as long as I can get there, what does it mean get there? If it's within the Tchum, it's after the Tchum, I can get there. So as long as it's within the Tchum, it's going to be fine. So why do you have to add the words Vafilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos? Must be coming to say two things. What he's saying is, Kol Shenichnas Alei B'Poisachas, Vafilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos. Meaning, if it's locked, then it could be even B'Toich Tchum Shabbos. And if it's Samuch, then even if it doesn't require Poisachas, even if it's not locked, even then it would be okay. So from the fact that Rabbi Yossi didn't simply say Kol Shanichnas and Leib Poisachas, but he added the words Vafilu B'Toich Tchum Shabbos, I say Meris, the only time you need the Poisachas if it's B'Toich Tchum Shabbos, meaning it's Rachuk, if it's Samuch, you wouldn't need a Poisachas. So you see that what's Rabbi Yossi's Shita? Rabbi Yossi's Shita is Tarti L'Kula. Either it's Samuch, then you don't need a Poisachas, or if it's not Samuch, then it would be okay if it's a Poisachas. But Rashi adds a little bit, something that the Gemara doesn't say, and that is Rashi says that really what the Gemara means to say also is to be Poishit what Rabbi Yehuda held. Meaning the Ibaya of the Gemara was what's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and what's Shitas Rabbi Yossi. And we would just Poishit that what's Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is Tarti Lakula, which was the first sad in the Ibaya of what Rabbi Yossi holds. But the Rashi says that really, from Rabbi Yossi's Lashon, it's meduyuk also what Rabbi Yehuda held. What would the tunt stadim of Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it has to be samuch and locked? Or Rabbi Yehuda holds just has to be samuch, doesn't have to be locked? Tainas, the Gemara, or Zok Rashi, that from the fact that Rabbi Yossi Yoimer kol shenichnas and leib paisachas, why do you have to say kol shenichnas and leib paisachas? If the Chachamim hold that it has to be even though they didn't say it, then why would Rabbi Yossi have to add it? Vayisayis, the Chachamim never said that you need nechnas and loib paisachas. And that's all Rabbi Yossi's chiddush, and that's why he said it. Because even if Rabbi Yehuda held that it has to be nechnas and loib paisachas, there would be no reason for Rabbi Yossi to even add those words. So from the fact that Rabbi Yossi added it, that's a raya that the Chachamim hold it doesn't have to be nechnas and loib paisachas. So what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita then? What is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who we keep on referring to as the Chachamim? But what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the only thing that matters is Samuch Le'er, which is the second side in the Ibaya of Rabbi Yehuda. So really, the Shema Minah of the Gemara is that Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is like the first side in the Ibaya, and Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is like the second side in the Ibaya. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's the first Shita in the Mishnah. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? What was his Lashon? Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Ezo, Karfiv, Kol She Samuch Le'ir. What does Kol She Samuch Le'ir mean? Even if you don't need a key to get in, as long as it's Samuch Le'ir, that's the only thing that matters. What's Rabbi Yossi's Shita? Other. If it's Samuch Le'ir, you're right. Doesn't have to be a place. If, however, it's locked, then it could even be rochik. Bottom line is, we figured out what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what Rabbi Yossi is saying, says the Gemara. Who do we paskin like? Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, halachik Rabbi Yossi, lahaka. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We almost always do. Rabbi Yossi is nimuka imai. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, lahaka. Like we said, Rabbi Yossi is the shita of Kula, Rabbi Yossi Yol, Samuch Le'ir, and not just that, even if it's Rochik, as long as it's within the Tchum Shabbos, as long as it's like Pesachas, that would be enough. We paskin like that, Kula. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, in Mevakin Eitzim. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yontif. Loi min HaKairos, not from wood, but loi min HaKairos, Shinish Rabbi Yontif, or from a beam that broke on Yontif. The Gemara is going to explain. Ve'ein mevakin. Additionally, you're not allowed to chop wood. Lo bekardim, not with an axe. V'lo bemageir, not with a saw. V'lo bemagel, not with a sickle. Elo bekoifetz. The only way you're allowed to do it is with a cleaver. What's the cheshbon? You can't use an axe. You can't use a saw. You can't use a sickle. The reason is because these are things that are usually used to chop wood. So you can't use the thing that the wood chopper would use. Elo bekoifetz. You can't use the cleaver because that's something that was used to cut meat, not to cut wood. So now you're doing it with a shinoi, then it's going to be okay. Now, what's the issue with chopping wood on Yontif? What should be the problem? So Rashi on Amud Beis says there's a tircha problem. Number one, it's a tircha. But Rashi on Aleph says there's also an issue that it's nira ka'osa by melacha. It looks a little bit like you're doing melacha. What are you chopping wood for? You're on your way to do something that involves a melacha, and as a result, that's why it's something you wouldn't be allowed to do. So again, this falls into the category of intangibles. This is not a real isser, but there's some intangibles. It's only awesome at the Rabbanan. So again, what's the topic of the second Mishnah? Second Mishnah of the Daf is discussing chopping wood on Yontif. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Ein mevakin eitzin. Let's just go through the Mishnah again because the Gemara is going to get into it. Ein mevakin eitzin, you're not allowed to chop wood from a beam. or from a beam that broke on Yontif. Now, right there, Ein Mevakin Eitz and Leimin Akairis sounds like all beams. And then it says, Leimin Akairis Shishbar Yontif, not from a beam that broke on Yontif. Now, a beam that broke on Yontif, meaning it was part of a house on in the beginning of Yontif, and then on Yontif it fell off, you can understand why you wouldn't be able to cut it. Forget about Tircha, forget about it looks like you're doing a Malacha. This is Muktzah 101. Bein Ashmashes was part of a house. It's Muktzah Machmas Isser. To have taken that piece of wood down in the beginning of Yontif would have involved Tzayser, which is something that you're not allowed to do, so it's understandable why that would be a problem. Okay, that's a Muktzah problem. But Ein Mevakin Eitzim Minakoyros is general. It sounds like from all beams, all wood, you're not allowed to do it. So which one is it? Is it Ein Mevakin Eitzim Minakoyros? Or is it Minakoyros and Ishbar B'yantav? So the Gemara is going to do a little bit of a deep dive into the Mishnah. The Gemara is not even going to ask this question. And Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugi, addresses the reason, because it was Pasha to the Gemara that that's not a Kasha. Because sometimes the Mishnah says things that are obvious. Sometimes the Mishnah says things that are redundant. Sometimes the Mishnah says things that it doesn't have to say. And it's what's known as Zu V'ein Tzarech Lo Marzu. And really, the way you have to read the Mishnah is as a Zu V'ein Tzarech Lo Marzu. Ein Mevakin Eitzin Lo Minakoyros. You know, let it chop any wood on Yontif. And then the Mishnah says, V'ein Tzarech Lo Mar Minakoyros Rishbar B'yontif. Because then, to add insult to injury, in addition to whatever problem you're going to have by chopping wood on Yontif, you're also dealing with a Muktzah problem. So that's not a problem. But what the Gemara is going to focus on right now, just to speak it outside, is the ratio the Mishnah says, you know, let it chop wood. Period. And then the Mishnah starts saying, oh, if you use a koifitz, then you could. So which one is it? You're not allowed to chop wood, read the fine print? I mean, it's a stira. The Reisha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to chop wood. And even though it's a little confusing, the Reisha, Zu Bein Tzarech Leim Azu, we can live with that. But how do you understand the Sefer? The aim of Akim Leib, Kad of Leim, you gave Leib, Magal, Elo, but koifitz, I thought you're not allowed to do it at all. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Afraid the Gemara. You're allowed to use a cleaver for Amit Reishna. The Reishna said, Ein Mevakin Klal. You're not allowed to use it at all. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Chasurei Mechzera B'Hachik Tani. You have to do a little editing, a Chasurei Mechzera, and everything's going to be gavaldig. And this is the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Ein Mevakin Eitzim, not Klal. Or Ein Mevakin Koyrim in Hasavar. This is beams that were stacked up, beams that you plan on using to build a house of some sort. So if you have a stack of koyrus, that's what you're not allowed to use. Also, you're not allowed to use a koyrus in Ishbar B'yantav. Why can't you use all these koyrus? Muktzah. If you have a stack of koyrus, you planned on using it for construction. Muktzah. If you have a koyr that fell on Yontif, Bein Ashmashes wasn't right to be used, it's Muktzah. Avo, Zokta Breisa, Mevakin, Mina, Koyra, Shinish Bami Erev Yontif, but if it broke on Erev Yontif, it's going to be okay. Ukeshe Mevakin, when you Mevake, Eim Mevakin, Leib Kardan, when you do chop, you can't use a Kardan, Leib Magal, for Leib Megeri, you can't use things that are ordinarily used, Elab Koyfitz, what you have to use is a Koyfitz. So basically, what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel was, is that we have to do a little editing in the Mishnah, a Chasure, Mechzav, Achitani, add a few words, and everything is beautiful. Meaning, the way we have the Mishnah written right now, what the Mishnah is saying is, Ein Mevakin Eitzim, period. You can't ever be Mevakin Eitzim. Why did it say, V'leimen HaKarish Nishba B'yantim? Zu V'ein Tzarech Leim Azum. But what the Mishnah is saying is, you're never allowed to chop wood. Say, we have a good kasha, you're never allowed to chop wood. And then you tell me, if as long as I use a butcher's knife, I'm allowed to do it. Zokti Gemara, no. Shmuel said, Chasurei Mechzav Achitani. The Mishnah never said you're not allowed to chop wood at all. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to use chop wood that's muktzah. Savrar, Shal Kairos, Kairos and Ishbar B'yantim. That's what we were referring to. Regular wood that's not muktzah, you are allowed to chop. Al zeh nemar b'sefer, that even when you do chop, you have to make sure that you're going to chop it with something that really is not something that's usually used by a wood chopper, but something that involves a shiyutanet amayachi. And this whole chasurei mechzer is really a brayse. Ein mevakin eitz leimen asavish al koyrus, v'leimen al koyrus shenishbar b'yantif, l'fisha eina min hamuchas. You see clearly that the whole iser to chop wood is only when there's a muktzah problem. So if you have a stack of beams, it's muktzah. If the beam fell out on yontif, it's muktzah. But if it's not muktzah, it's not going to be a problem. The Mishnah said, v'loy bekardim. So you're not allowed to use an axe. That was one of the three tools that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to chop wood with on yontif. Amar Rav Chinan bar Shlami Mishmei de'Rav. So Rav Chinan bar Shlami, you said in the name of Rav. Lo yishanu. This that we say you're not allowed to use an axe. Ela b'nekeva shalei. That's only if you want to use the wider side of the axe. That's called the tzad ha'nekeva. Aval b'zachar shalei. If you use the narrower side, that's the tzad ha'zachar mutter, it's going to be mutter. So if you use the wider side, it's a problem. But if you use the narrower side, that's not going to be a problem. And the reason Rashi says is that the umen, the professionals, they used to use the wider side when they used an axe. So that's the side that you're not allowed to use. That's the part that looks like you're doing a malacha. But if you use the narrower side, that's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, pshita, that should be pasha. Why would you think it's pashat? The Mishnah says you can't use a karadim. So why would you think it's pashat? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because b'kayfitzta, Mishnah says you're allowed to use a cleaver. So if you're allowed to use the butcher's knife, then that's pashat. You're allowed to use the tzad zocher of the axe. Because the Gemara is assuming that the butcher's hacker is the equivalent thereof to the narrow side of the axe. So if you can use this, you should be able to use that. And the reason it would be the equivalent is because the butcher's knife was a narrower blade. So you see, you can use the narrow blades, and you would think that too. And the Gemara gives an obvious answer. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a tzur. So the Gemara I would have thought, hanimi, l'kaifetz l'chudeh. A kaifetz only has the narrow side. So memel, you can use it. Aval kardim, the kaifetz. But if you have a kardim and a kaifetz, meaning you have an axe that has a wider side and has a kaifetz side, it has a narrower side. Ema, you would have thought, the haigi if this side is also that side, it's also a kamash one. No, the Gemara is assuming that the narrow side of the axe is literally like the kaifetz. It's the same thing. So if you can use the kaifetz, of course you can use the narrow side of the axe. Okay, well, that's not true. The kaifetz only has the narrow side. There's no chashash you're going to use the wrong side. But over here, there's the good side and the bad side. Maybe you're going to use the wrong side. That's nechidesh. Some actually had this exact exchange, just the opposite. They had it on the sefer. What was the sefer? The Mishnah said, "Ela b'kayfetz." The only tool you're allowed to use to chop wood is the kayfetz. Amar Rav Chinen bar Shlami Mishmei de Rav. Same Rav Chinen bar Shlami in the name of Rav. It's just a different lishna, a different messiah of what was said. Leishanu ela b'zachri shalai. So he understood. And Rashi says, really, where he lived, there were certain kayfetzes, these cleavers, that had two sides to them, a narrow side and a wider side, and it was on that. The Rav Chinen bar Shlami said in the name of Rav that this day we say you're allowed to use a kaifetz is only true on the tzad zacher. Avo ben akeva shalay yasa. If you want to use the breita side, that's going to be yasa. And the Gemara said pshita v'loy b'kardim tan. You say you can't use the kardim. What's the difference between the wider side of the kaifetz and the axe? Apparently, the wider side of the kaifetz in this place looked like the axe. So the Gemara says, "Ma'al d'tema." I would have thought, "Hanim the kardim." I would have thought maybe only a kardim you're not allowed to use. Avo kaifetz v'kardim. Eim amigu the haigis a shari haigis a namishar. You would have thought a kaifetz being that I can use one side. At the end of the day, it's the butcher. Geschäft. It's a shino. It's not the regular way to chop wood. You're right, I'm using the wider side now, but it's still, it's not a kardim that's usually used to chop wood. It's something that's usually used to chop meat. So you would have thought it's okay, kamash malon, that's the chiddish, it's going to be okay. Just to make a haschol on the next Mishnah. Somebody had a house, it was filled with peiris, and it was closed off. He had no way of getting into it at the beginning of Yontif, in Nifchas. And then on Yontif, it came down. The question is, are you allowed to go into this bias now and take out tfuah, or do we assume it's mukta? The assumption to think it's mukta is because if Bein HaShmashis, I didn't have an easy entrance in, I would have had to knock it down, so obviously I was masich das from it, and as a result, it should be mukta. So that's the question. Says the Mishnah, if the ceiling caves in on its own, noito mimokim apchas, daloch is, you're allowed to go in, and you're allowed to take things from it. Rameir said even a bigger chiddush. Af poiches lekatchila v'noitel. You're even allowed to knock it down lekatchila and go in. Says the Gemara. Rameir says af poiches lekatchila v'noitel. Am I? How are you allowed to do that? V'hokas saser ahala. You're being soiser. So if you're being soiser, how could you do that? Right? Forget about the Tana Kama Shita for a second. We'll get to that. But Rameir says poiches lekatchila v'noitel. Just picture you have a shed, you have a house. It's sealed off. You're allowed to knock the wall down on Yontif? What? That's oyster. It's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. Amar Rav Nechumi Bar Ada, Amar Shmuel Bavir de Livni. It has to be talking about where the house didn't have a proper wall, but rather what it had was cedar shalavena, Rashi says. There was a stack of bricks, but there was no cement in between the bricks. It was just stacked up, but there was actually no cement. So I mean that there was no cement. All it was stacked up, so knocking it down is not soiser. I mean that knocking it down is not soiser, so it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Rav Nachman said, "Hai livni dayatam ibinyano." If somebody has bricks that were left over from a building, so somebody was building a house, and he had some leftover bricks. So shari l'tal tulin b'shabbat. So the halach is, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Now, if you have bricks that are set aside for construction, it's mukta, machmas chsaron kis, machmas. It's something that you're not allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos and Yontif. But Rav Nachman said that the leftover, the shirayim, you're allowed to. The reason is because it's shirayim. And hoyo v'chazil mizgalayu. Because it's something that you can eventually sit on. And as a result, it has a hishtamshus that you're allowed to use it for. It's left over. You're not going to use it for construction, and therefore it's mutter to be used. Sharginu, however, if you stack it up, vadayaktsinu, then we assume that even though it's leftovers, maybe you're going to sell it, maybe you're going to use it for your next job, and as a result, then you're not allowed to use it. So what's the Gemara's kasha? You're telling me, Rav Meir, that no worries over here in our sugya with knocking down these bricks. Why? Because you stacked it. Who cares you stacked it? At the end of the day, there should still be a problem. What should be the problem? The problem should be a muktza problem because you should not be able to carry it. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Zeira." Rav Zeira said, "Beyantif amru." You're right. Rav Meir is being overly mekel when he allows you to knock this wall down the katchila, but he was only mekel on yantif avaloi b'shabbos and chenami. If you would have asked him if he could do this on Shabbos, he would have said you can't do it on Shabbos. So Rav Nachman that was machmer with the leftover bricks if they're stacked up, it's muktza. He was talking about Shabbos. Rav Meir, who took it so much further, he said, you can knock it down. Clearly, you could be metaltal. What do you mean? How could you even touch it? It's muktzah. Teretz says it's yontif. What's it between yontif and Shabbos? Eichel nefesh. And that's why you're doing it. You're doing it for eichel nefesh. You want to get the peiris that's inside this bias. So Rav Meir is allowing you to be mekel over here simply because there's an eichel nefesh cheshmet. Tanya nami hachi. Rav Meir said, af poichel zechat chidu v'noitel b'yontif amur avaloi v'shabbos. Oh, and the Braisa says mefurish. The Braisa says Rav Meir only allowed it on yontif. Rav Meir never allowed it on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, our Gemara only discussed Shitas Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if there was a bias Moli Peiros, it came down on Yontif, you're allowed to take. Rav Meir said you can even knock it down like Katchila. And the Gemara's Kasha was all in Rav Meir. Rav Meir, how could you knock it down? You're Soyser. What about the Muktza? Right, that was the Gemara's Kasha. So what was the Gemara's Teretz? It wasn't a proper wall. And being that it wasn't a proper wall, you're allowed to knock it down like Katchila. It was just a bunch of bricks lined up one on top of another. And there was no cement in between. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. Now, the Gemara never discussed the Chachamim Shita. But the truth is, the Chachamim Shita is also hard to understand. Because if the Peiros was in a bias that Bein HaShmoshes was a proper house, it just so happens that it caved in a little bit on Yontif, then it should be Muktza Machmas Iser. Bein HaShmoshes, there was no way for me to get to it. Because I couldn't knock it down. So if there was no way for me to get to it, so as a result, shouldn't it be Muktza Machmas Iser? So Rashi in the Mishnah speaks out that the teretz is exactly what the Gemara said according to Rav Meir. We're talking not about a proper wall. And being that we're talking about a wall that's not proper, and had you knocked it down, it wouldn't be the Malach of Soyser. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. And a Chanami, had it been a proper wall, it would be a problem. But we're dealing with not a proper wall, and being that we're not dealing with a proper wall, so it's not going to be Muktza Machmas Iser. Now Rav Meir takes it to the extreme that being that it's not a proper wall, just knock it down. Chum don't take it to that extreme. But at the very least, the Chachamim do acknowledge that if it comes down by itself, it was never Muktza Machmas Iser, and it's for that reason this is something that you would be allowed to take. We're stopping mid-sugya. Metz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow.